Fastball, the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The Hope College Flying Dutch have a 35-23 lead over Adrian College here at halftime at the DeVos Fieldhouse of the MIAA semifinal of the MIAA tournament. We have another game going on at the Cutler Event Center in Olivet. One heck of a ball game between the number 2 seeded Olivet and Calvin, number 3 seed, where Olivet at halftime with a 31-28 lead over Calvin. Leading scorer in that ball game is Stephanie Lang with 13 points. She also has 6 rebounds. Brianna Verkijk has 12 points and 8 rebounds in that ball game. So it sounds like those two are having a battle between each other for this game. So one heck of a ball game going on at the Cutler Event Center in Olivet, Ron. The winner of that ball game will face the winner of this ball game for the MIAA championship tournament and the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament.
Well, that'll be a good ball game on Saturday if they have to play Hope, because Hope has beaten both of them, but not by that big of margins. And Calvin, I think one time they did beat pretty good, but and either one could give them a good ball game.
Well, right now, it's tough to say this, but Olivet is 22-3 on this season, so I think they might be able to get an at-large bid if they win this game and lost to Hope. But if they lose this game, they might be really on the bubble. So they're playing right now for their collective lives for the NCAA tournament. So it's a must-win game for both those teams. I can easily say I don't think Calvin's going to get into the tournament with an at-large bid. They need to win the MIAA tournament in order to get in. They are 18-7 this season, and it should be a very interesting matchup. That game is just about to start here in the second half, but a good ball game between those two clubs right now. But Stephanie Lang, she's got a chance at being the MIAA Player of the Year for the women, and she is having another big ball game. And we've talked about this before. Everything with Olivet goes through her, but she's playing with 2 fouls right now. She picks up another foul or two, and the complexion of that game might change greatly.
Now, you mentioned out there the MIAA players and so forth, the all-conference team. That will take place also Monday. And the people who win the league, that's who hosts it. So Hope will be hosting both of those meetings of coaches here on campus. And probably it'll be released maybe Monday night as to who made the all-conference team. But that'll be taking place just about the same time as the luncheons as well.
Oh, and we want to bring up the luncheon right now. If the first place you're going to find out about everything that's going on for the NCAA tournament, you will find that out at the Hope Hoops Luncheon at the tail end of it on Monday. We've been told by Sports Information Director Alan Babbitt that there will be something to talk about that, because the pairings will come out Monday afternoon, and they believe it will be sometime just after where the luncheon is. So we will find out where the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman will possibly be playing on Monday. If the Flying Dutch and the Dutchman both win on Saturday, they will get the automatic berth. If they don't, we will play the waiting game, and we will find out Monday. So it'll be a very interesting Monday at the Hope
Rockin' the Lake Shore.
Ron, and,
92.7
for all of you that want to go out and see that, it's Monday at noon at the Moss Center, $9.75 for that meal. And for the call of the second half action, here's Ron Weatherby.
Hope College with the basketball to start the second half. They have a 35-23 lead over the Bulldogs. Anna Kaufman over to, she's got the basketball and hands it off. Kelly at the left wing. Drives for the basket, puts it up and in. So Kelly starts the scoring in the second half, 37-23. Hope on top. Pass on the right wing to Dockery. Dockery puts a shot up, misses. Rebound comes down, taken down by Anna Kaufman. Kaufman to the point, works her way to the left wing. Back to the point for the Flying Dutch. Man-to-man defense yet by the Bulldogs. They've stayed in that. McAfee over to Kelly for 3. New hits the basket, bounds way back out, Rhodes with a rebound. Rhodes wants to get the numbers, doesn't have them, hustles back. works one-on-one, gets down to the baseline, 360 spin, and traveling is a call. Drove the baseline from the right side and did a 360 and got a traveling call. So Hope will get the basketball. Kaufman brings it up, signals the play to her teammates. Starts to the right side, talks a little bit, fires it over to McAfee. They give it to Kelly. Kelly drives baseline, shot, no good, but she's fouled. Dockery, I think, going to pick up that foul. And Megan Kelly will step to the line for the Flying Dutch. And Kelly, good free throw shooter. She was, however, 1-for-2 in that first half. So Megan fires away, and this one swish. She'll have the second. 38-23, Hope of the lead, 18:35 left. And she's got them both. So Kelly puts in both for the Flying Dutch. Rhodes with the basketball. Out front to Shelton. Shelton over on the right side to Dockery. Dockery doesn't take the shot. Moves basketball. And diving for it is McAfee, but she ends up out of bounds with the basketball. So it's going to go to Adrian. And Adrian will inbound it across the way. Inbound pass comes to Rhodes. Rhodes works against Kelly, loses the basketball. So Hope now is going to inbound it. And McAfee looks, checks on some blood as she hit the deck over there a while ago. Doesn't see any, so heads up court. Left side Kelly. Out front, Hannah Dole over to Barry. Barry looks underneath. McAfee doesn't bring no get open. Gives it to Kelly the right wing. To Kaufman outside. McAfee fires it away. No good. Kelly with a rebound. Kelly, nice job rebounding underneath. McAfee works her way out to Barry. Barry at the left wing starts to dribble. Goes underneath and throws a little bit low for McAfee. So Adrian's going to get the Bulldog, the ball, as the Bulldogs are the recipients of another turnover. Figueroa works her way to the right side against Kaufman. Ball almost stolen, but they get it to Dockery. Her shot, good. So Laquana, Dockery.
Long live Rock. 92-7 the Van.
Anna Kaufman starts right, takes it right down the middle, puts a shot up, got two forearms, hit the bottom of the glass, picked up by the Bulldogs on the attack quickly. Over to number 14 at Shelton, and it's going to go against her.
Hannah Dole doing a good job defensively there to draw the charge.
So Kaufman will bring it back to Kelly at the right wing to the free throw line. Back to McAfee. Her shot misses. Rebound underneath Shelton. Rhodes on the right side. Rhodes keeps her dribble alive. Little bounce pass underneath. Right into the hands of Barry. Turnover for the Bulldogs. Kaufman the opposite direction. Into the paint, and the foul's going to go against Kaufman as a charge. So Kaufman picks up the charge, and the Bulldogs pick up the basketball. 39-35, Hope of the lead, 16:29 left. Rhodes at the point, Kelly shot her. Goes to the right wing, picks up a dribble, gets it out in front. Stolen by Dole. Hannah Dole with a steal. Long pass up to Kelly. Underneath Dole, her shot. Yes, rolls around and in. 41-25, Hope on top, 16 to go. Rhodes all the way around the edge. Kelly catches up, cuts her off on a baseline, but she gets past her, misses a shot, and Kelly rebounds it. To Kaufman. Kaufman takes her time, back up into the front court. Works left to Kelly. Back out in front, Dole, over the right side, Barry. Barry can't find McAfee. Back to Dole. Little flip pass to McAfee that was too low, picked up on the outside by the Bulldogs. Dockery, long pass to Rhodes. Rhodes and gets a step on the Kaufman, and she couldn't catch up. Bumped her with the body, and a foul is going to go against Anna Kaufman.
Kaufman just picked up her third foul and will exit the ballgame for Melissa LaRue. And we get our first media timeout of the second half. And this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. For Adrian right now, LaQuara Dockery is leading them in scoring. She has 9 points, and Amy Van Gessel has 8 points. So Adrian trying to stick around in this ballgame run, but right now in the second half, the Flying Dutch on a 6-2 run to start the second half.
Well, the Flying Dutch a little bit more in control here in the second half. They squared some things out at halftime, obviously, and they're looking to get their shots underneath, and frequently they've been able to get, you know, open shots underneath.
Well, they forced 5 quick turnovers on Adrian here to start the second half, so they're shutting them down defensively, which is something that's very important that they need to do in order to take control of this ball game.
And that's what Hope does. That's their ball game out there, the defense, and the defense gets the offense rolling, and once they get on that roll, back off, because here they come.
And right now, with a very sizable lead, but anything can happen here. There's still a lot of time, 15:31 left here in the second half, as the Flying Dutch have a 41-25 lead over Adrian.
Lauren Rhodes, who averages 12 points a ball game, she's a 5'7 senior out of Howell, and she'll be at the line for the Lady Bulldogs. And Hope finally gets up on the line, so the official gives Rhodes the basketball. And she puts it in. So the first free throw is good. And the second one. That one's good. So Rhodes drops it a pair. That's 5 points for Rhodes. Melissa LaRue to the Flying Dutch at the point. Takes a look. Masserat is in, the long traversa for the Flying Dutch. Kelly looks to Berry. Berry back in to LaRue. LaRue takes it in, puts it up, and she is fouled. Zavasanis.
Her second, team's third.
And LaRue will be at the line. And her shot is good.
That's now 5 points for Melissa LaRue.
Second one by LaRue also.
And she's perfect from the free throw line, 4 for 4.
Bulldogs with the basketball. Work the left side, open as Rhodes. Wants to look underneath. He does look underneath. Gets it back out on top. Right into the hands of Melissa LaRue on the breakaway. She takes it down, puts it up, puts it in. So Melissa LaRue playing defense out there. Stole the basketball, got a layup. 45-27 again. This time a steal by Berry. To LaRue, she has another one, they got it. And a timeout is called by the Bulldogs quickly as Hope is starting to pull away. And Kelly Morris says, hey, we got to stop the bleeding here right now or things are going to get out of hand and they're going to drop this one. We're trailing by 20, we got to come back.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. A 12-4 run to start this second half, Ron. And Melissa LaRue with a quick 6 points on that. She nails 2 free throws, gets a steal, goes, makes a layup. Brittany Berry gets a steal, finds her on the fast break, and gets another. So 6 quick points for Melissa LaRue.
And they're getting them off the picks out there. They put pressure on the point guard for the Bulldogs, and Melissa LaRue looks like she's a little bit quicker than the young lady from Adrian and is able to harass her coming up and have her throw a bad pass or steal the basketball, one or the other, and that's what Hope wants to do with their offense.
And they have done a good job defensively all together, and they have not allowed Adrian a field goal here in the last 3 minutes of this ball game. And that is mixed in with the steals and forcing of the turnovers. Adrian now has 19 turnovers for the ball game. So they had 12 going into the half, so they have already forced 7 turnovers here in the second half, and we're not even halfway through the second half yet.
So the Bulldogs will have the basketball, trailing 47-27. Bulldogs bring it up. Zivitsanis over on the right wing to Dockery. Dockery takes Berry down to the baseline, stops, comes back out, fires it on the outside. Rhodes tries the three, no good. Rebound underneath, comes to Traversa. Back to Rhodes. Melissa LaRue with the basketball for Hope to Kelly. Kelly, a little head fake, doesn't shoot it. Mazarot back to Kelly. Kelly and Rhodes having a nice battle. Traversa didn't take the three. Now Kelly well off the left side. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Three on three break, but Zavasanis was able to beat the defense back, and they got two on the fast break. Hope had the people there, but they just got beat coming back. Kelly in the blue paint, over to Berry. Adrian wanted to steps on that. Nice pass underneath by Berry. Kelly couldn't make the shot. And so the ball is going to go to Adrian. Autumn Anderson getting ready to come in for Hope. Zavasanis with the basketball. Right side to Rhodes. Rhodes rides right side. Puts a nice shot up off the window. And Kelly's going to get the foul. So Adam Anderson will come in for Hope. Brittany will come out. 47-21, Hope with the lead. Rhodes at the line. Bounces around, ball tip, picked up by the Bulldogs. Shot is no good. And Hope gets it back. Melissa across the timeline, has to work hard at it. Kelly at the left wing, out front to Mazarot. Right side, Anderson. Anderson, a little give and go underneath to Mazarot. And Hope's going to keep the basketball. Got away from Mazarot. And McAfee comes back in. So Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. Melissa has to go way up on top to Kelly to inbound the ball. Kelly directs a little traffic, starts at the right wing. Picks up a dribble, McAfee underneath to Traverse. Traverse with a rather wild shot as Van Gessel is all over, and Van Gessel is going to get the foul.
That'll be the third foul against Amy Van Gessel.
The Lakeshore's 92-7. The Van.
Free throw is good by Traversa. So Perkins will give Kelly a rest. And coming in is McCulloch for the Bulldogs. Traversa with the second of the pair. Has them both. 49-31, Hope with the lead. 12:30 left. Full court pressure by the Hope as the Bulldogs bring it up. Dockery, quick pass to Rhodes at that left wing. Back to Dockery. Rhodes, they play catch. Rhodes will take it on top. Work it around the right side. Nice three-pointer on the right side by Dockery. Oh, nailed the triple. 49-34. Hope with the lead and the basketball. Perkins at the left wing, out front to McAfee. LaRue, shot, going to be short. Rebound comes underneath, and we get a foul. I think it's Autumn Anderson.
Official.
And it's a media timeout with Hope leading 49-34, 11:57 left in this ballgame.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. I'm not sure what happened on that one. There was not a foul call. It looked like the ball went out of bounds. I'm trying to check the statistics right now to see if something had happened. They have not given any kind of indication on whose ball that will be, so we'll find out after the media timeout. But Laquaa Dockery is the leading scorer of this ballgame after she buried that three-pointer. She has 12 points now and leads all scorers. The only other person in double figures for either team is Melissa LaRue, who has 10 points for the Flying Dutch.
Well, Dockery has been averaging 14.5 points for the Bulldogs this season, so she's right up getting close to her average out there for this contest.
And we'll give you an update from the Cutler Event Center in Olivet. Dead heat ball game right there. 50-50 with 10:49 left in that ball game. And Calvin has just taken the lead. It's now 52-50 after Kristen Tripp hits a layup. So a great ball game going on there. And Ron likes to know this. Stephanie Lang, 25 points and 9 rebounds for Olivet. And she's being countered by Brianna Verkijk, who has 18 points and 8 rebounds. So back and forth they go in that ball game.
So Hopeful inbound. The inbound pass on the setup play. They get a traversa. And she puts a nice little layup and is fouled underneath. Chance for a three-point play.
Perfectly set up play and run to perfection.
And the foul is going to go against McCulloch. Traversa is used to getting three-pointers, but she's shooting them from the outside normally. And this one's good, so she picked up the hard way.
That's 11 now for Traversa.
52-34, Hope with the lead. Little pressure now by Hope. On the Bulldogs, point guard. Back around the horn they go to Owens. Underneath, loose basketball picked up by the Bulldogs. Three-pointer drilled in by Dockery. So Dockery warming up for the Bulldogs and nailing back-to-back triples. On the outside is LaRue to McAfee. McAfee, right wing, over to Teresa. And the reaching in, trying to tip the ball away, was Dockery.
92-7, the Van.
So Hope is going to get the basketball at side court right in front of their bench.
Sixth team foul against Adrian. Hope only has 3 right now.
So Anderson into McAfee. Little give and go underneath. McAfee to Anderson. She misses the shot. Dockery picks it up. Hands it off to Rhodes. Rhodes goes all the way to the baseline. Stops. Brings it back out. And she'll work it across. For Dockery on the right side, long three-pointer, no good. Rebound underneath, and McAfee goes up for it, and we have a jump ball. Yes, we have a jump ball.
And it will belong to Hope College. Well, they're saying Adrian. I'm looking up at the scoreboard. The scoreboard has possession arrow pointed towards Hope, so obviously the scoreboard is wrong.
Rhodes underneath Dockery. To get the basketball to Owens. Her shot, no good. McAfee with a rebound. To LaRue. LaRue back in the other direction. Keeps her dribble. Finds Perkins. Back to McAfee. Traversa right in front of Coach Ball. And she fires away off the mark. Rebound comes down to Owens. Quickly, here come the Bulldogs, and drawing a foul is Zavisanis. And she's going to go against LaRue. Yeah?
She is very pesky and quick when she's getting the ball down the court, and nobody seems like from the Flying Dutch can seem to keep up with her as she runs the fast break.
Reminds you a little bit of Carlson, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
She pushes that ball up in a hurry. On the outside, Rhodes. To the baseline, shot short, but a foul.
They're going to get McAfee on that one. That's her first foul.
So Rhodes will go to the line. She has 7 points for the Lady Bulldogs. Make that eight. And Hannah Dole comes in for Hope. Rhodes with the second one is good. And timeout is called by Kathy Morris for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trail 52-39, 10:15 left in this one.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Go to 92.7thevan.com for our Anchored in Hope section. On there, you'll find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, audio podcasts of all Hope College football games from past seasons and basketball games from this season, and live audio stream of all over the Hope College broadcast. That's all at 92.7thevan.com at Anchored in Hope.
Hope with the basketball and the lead. 52-39, Hannah Dole with the basket. Gets it over to Kaufman. Kaufman, backside, Perkins. Perkins looks inside, can't find anybody, finds Dole. Kaufman on the right wing. Guys between two defenders, puts it up, puts it in. Yeah. 54-39, Hope on top. Dockery. Way outside for the Bulldogs. Berry picks her up. Bulldogs take it around the outside end. Fires shot is no good. Rebound, no good. And McAfee picks it off. Gives it to Kaufman. Kaufman to the point. Right side to Berry. Gets a screen from Hannah Dole. Fires a triple. Yes! That's the kind of movement you got to have if you're going to go to the NCAA tournament a long ways. As Hannah Dole set the perfect screen, and Brittany made her defender pay with a big three. Agent, pass is deflected and out of bounds. So Hope's going to get the turnover. 57-39, Hope for the lead as Megan Kelly comes back in for Perkins.
That is the 20th turnover against Adrian here in this game, Ron. So Hope playing the normal tough defense, forcing turnovers.
So Hope will have it. Kaufman, left side to Kelly. Kelly back out in front to McAfee, over to Kelly. Kelly to the baseline, puts up a runner, it's short, rebound. Comes to Dole, back to Brittany. Berry doesn't take the shot, feeds underneath to McAfee. And McAfee has the ball knocked out of her hands. Official said no foul, but the ball is going to go to Hope College. Kelly will inbound it. Back to Berry, sets for three. Yes!
Oh.
So Berry has that shot lined up a little bit, then loosens up the trigger finger and fires the triples. 60-39, Hope with the lead. Shot taken, no good by the Bulldogs. McAfee with a rebound. Here comes Kaufman. Kaufman slows it down, will set up the offense, play number five. Kaufman just dribbling around on the outside to Berry. Berry underneath, McAfee has the ball slapped away. And taken back, and I think Berry's going to get the foul.
Your home for Hope College men and women's basketball and the best music on your radio. 92.7 The Van, WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
60-39, Hope with the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutch on a 24-16 run here in the second half and have taken control of this ball game with a 21-point lead with 7:49 left here in this game. And now there's four members of the Flying Dutch that are in double figures, Ron. Brittany Berry, 11 points. Mandy Traversa, 11 points. Melissa LaRue, 10. And Anna Kaufman, 10 points. You toss that in there with Maura McAfee, who has 7 points and 9 rebounds, and you're getting a lot of good performances all the way around from the Flying Dutch on the scoreboard.
Well, you find Anna Kaufman likes to drive, and this is the type of defense you can use that with, as they've been able to spread them out a little bit and drive the lane. And Kaufman's quick enough to beat her defender and take it all the way in.
Well, let everybody know that if the Flying Dutch are able to hold on, and looks like they're reasonably sure that they will, tickets for Saturday evening ball game, which the game is a 7:30 start, will go on sale immediately following this ball game.
Yes, the men will play in the afternoon on Saturday, and the women would play at the 7:30 game at night. Bulldogs with the basketball. Ben Gessel takes a shot, no good. Kaufman with a rebound. Hustles it up the court, gets a pass to McAfee, but the pass is too high, out of bounds. So it'll belong to Adrian. Adrian brings it up all the way underneath, shot taken, good. Zanis has a nice two-pointer. 60-41. Hope with the lead. Hoffman at the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Looks to McAfee. And whistle blows. What do we got? It's going to go to Hope College, the way it looks. As Kaufman up on top to Kelly. Kelly around to the right wing. Into the paint. Has the ball slapped away. Van Gelsen. Picked up by Bowman for the Bulldogs. She keeps her dribble alive. Into the corner. Shot taken way off the mark by Owens. Rebound comes to Brittany Berry. Back to Kaufman. LaRue getting ready to report back in along with Traversa and Mazarot. Underneath to McAfee. Little hook shot, no good. Rebound, Anna Dole. Back to Berry. Over to Kelly at the left wing. Kelly drives baseline up and in. Megan Kelly with a nice dribble drive from the outside. Took the baseline, put it up off the window. Scored and was fouled on the play. Chance for a three-point play.
It's now 9 for Megan Kelly, and she's got a chance of going into double figures if she can make this free throw.
So the crowd getting into it a little bit now as the Flying Dutch pulling away. This one is good. So Megan Kelly in the double figures with 10 points for the Flying Dutch as the Bulldogs will bring it into the front court. 6:12 left in the ball game, 63-41 Hope. And the Bulldogs, whistle blows. And Black 40 got the foul out there, and that's
Van Gessel.
Van Gessel.
And that's her fourth.
She plays the center position and battles in the inside just right now with Mazarot. Traverse back out to Berry. Berry standing way out, smiled a little bit, saw that rim in the bucket, and they could have taken the shot, but gave it up. Kelly for two, no good. Berry with the rebound.
And they're going to get, I think, Traverse away from the ball with a foul. Yep.
7, checking in for Adrian 15, Laquana Dockery 23.
Dockery and Rhodes back in for the Bulldogs.
And I believe that's going to send somebody from Adrian to the free throw line because that foul put them into the bonus.
Looks like Van Gessel is going to be the recipient. And this one is good. Amy Van Gessel, 5'10 senior, Kendallville, Indiana. Brittany Berry out and gets a hand from this crowd. And the second one rolls around. No good. Rebound. Traversa. Back to LaRue. LaRue at the point. Goes to Kelly. Back across Perkins. LaRue. LaRue's at the right wing. She takes it to the point, into the paint. Puts up the shot. Good! Off the window and in. Kind of a two-handed layup shot on the left side. 65-42. Hope. Ball underneath Van Gessel and going to have a foul.
And that will be it for Van Gessel. She fouls out as Melissa LaRue was able to draw the charge.
Put her shoulder down into that one and picked up foul number 5. Autumn Anderson getting ready to come in. And Shelton will come in for Adrian. Melissa with the basketball. So LaRue cross that big anchor in the center of the court. Fires hard to the baseline. Traversa. Back to Perkins into Maserat. Right side. Dribble drive. Ball tapped away from LaRue. And 23 is going to get the foul, and that's Rhodes.
I'll send Melissa LaRue to the free throw line where she's perfect this evening.
Melissa LaRue's had a couple good ball games the last couple games at the Flying Dutch have played. This one's good. Sudbury takes off her warm-up jacket and she'll go into the ball game. Replacing Traversa. 4:50 line.
Traversa getting a nice hand from the crowd as she exits the ball game.
LaRue with the second free one. Got it. And Klucka, Emily Klucka coming in. She's a junior from Hope. Bulldogs with the basketball, trailing 67-42. Along the edges, Rhodes. Anderson is there, right in their face. Goes in the left wing. Open person underneath was Dockery. And there's a foul. And then Sudbury, who's just into the ball game, picks up her first foul. At the line will be Dockery. And swish. Bulldogs doing a pretty good job from the line this second half. Jordan Skolten comes in for the Flying Dutch. She's a 6'5 freshman out of Covenant Christian.
That's 16 points now for Dockery as she leads all scorers.
And this one's good. 67-44. Hope for the lead. Perkins with the basketball will bring it up for Hope. On the left side, takes it right. Give and go to Anderson. Anderson can't get the shot. Way outside to Sudbury. Sudbury will take it in the paint on the dribble drive. Leaves it for Anderson. She fires. No good. And fight for the rebound. I think Skolten's going to get the foul.
Yeah, she got caught with her hand in the cookie jar on that one and got the foul. And that will send Adrian to the free throw line.
4:22 left. And Shelton misses the free throw. Skolten with a rebound to Perkins. Perkins at the point. Keeps her dribble alive, directs a little traffic, takes it to the right wing, now back into the paint, underneath, fires it up, has it roll off the edge on the far side, no good. Rebound, comes to the Bulldogs, long pass, up the court, Cotton, she puts it up, misses the layup shot, rebound Bulldogs, and back out front the Rhodes they go. Right side, Cotton, she fires a triple, no good, and Klucka with a rebound. There comes Perkins, Anderson. Anderson, Skolten. Skolten puts it up and in. 69-44. Hope for the lead. 3-3-3 on the clock. All trays up there. Underneath is Rhodes. Hands it off. Shot taken that goes out there by Bowman. 69-46. Those were the first 2 points for Bowman. Perkins at the point, right side, back out in front to Klucka, over to Anderson. Gives it back to Sudbury. Sudbury puts it up, misses the shot, but a foul. And immediate timeout coming up. 2:58 on the clock, 69-46. Hope College with the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. 2:58 left in this ball game. It looks pretty reasonable that the Flying Dutch will advance into the MIAA Tournament Championship game, which will be Saturday at 7:30 here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. The opponent for that game, it looks, it's too close to call right now. Back and forth they go at the Cutler Event Center. Right now, Olivet has a 68-67 lead over Calvin. That game has been back and forth all night long. At one point, Calvin had a 9-point lead in the first half, and Olivet came back. Should be a very interesting ending, Ron, because Stephanie Lang picked up her fourth foul about 5 minutes ago and has been on the bench for a majority of the second half.
They're running about the same time schedule we are?
Yeah, they have 3:05 left in that ball game. Lang has 32 points and 13 boards. She just re-entered the ball game, and Calvin has just taken the lead on a, it looks like, a Maria De Kuyper layup. So 69-68, Calvin with 3 minutes left in that ball game. Brianna Verkijk for Calvin has 22 points and 13 rebounds in that ball game. So that one's going to be going right down to the wire.
Now Hope College at the free throw line. And this one hit, bounds around, and drops through. I believe that's Sudbury up there.
Yep.
Okay, now I can see the official standing right between me and her at the free throw line. And the second one, no good. Rebound comes out and is dropped by the Bulldogs. So the Flying Dutch will get it underneath their own basket. Sudbury will inbound it for Hope. Looks around and throws it away. Oh, tipped by the Bulldogs, says the official. So Hope will have it at side court. Sudbury, bounce pass to Perkins. Back to Sudbury, gets a screen from Skolten. Can't get the shot away. Into the corner to Perkins. Back inside Klucka. Her shot left hand, no good. Rebound underneath, comes to the Bulldogs. Taken away, Skolten. And Anderson will wait for people to catch up. She is knocked down as making a move for the basketball. It was Dockery, and it caught her in the face. I don't think she got hurt. She's laughing out there.
I think she was more surprised than anything else.
Dockery got a big burst of speed there and just took off and reached in and kind of almost like slapped her face as she went past.
Well, she's coming out of the ball game, I think.
Oh, she's going to go get a drink of water or something out there.
Oh, from what I we just heard was that she had, might have had a contact knocked out.
That's a possibility.
Yep.
So she hits the sideline a little bit, and the trainer is working with her to get that contact back in. Crowd gives her a hand as she'll step to the free throw line, shooting two.
fingers are all together.
Two shots.
And this one is no good. 10 fouls against Adrian, so everything's a two-shot foul now. And this one is off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes to Rhodes. She pushes it hard all the way down the court. Baseline shot, no good. Klucka had her hands on the rebound, got away from her out of bounds. So Adrian will have it underneath her own basket. They'll set it up.
Checking for Hope, three, Harris,
Madison comes in for Hope. She's been up the last couple of ball games. She's been on the JV club and gotten into a couple of balls. She's a 5'2". Out of Grand Rapids Christian. I believe she's a freshman. Skolden at the top of the key to Madison. Madison back out to Klucka. To Madison. Right side Sudbury underneath Skolden. She travels. Got a nice shot. But
that was a gorgeous left-handed move that she did, but she had to take an extra step to do it.
70-46. I'm looking forward to seeing her when she gets totally healthy and works her way into shape and so on. She's been bothered by that all season, but she's getting better every ball game. In the corner, Dockery, her shot misses, and Skolden gets a rebound. Madison fires it on the left side. The ball tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Perkins. So it'll be Adrian with a basketball. Madison on a one-on-one situation. Over on the right side to go back out on top to Owens. Ball stolen. Dribble drive and hammered. And that, I believe, is Allison Hendrick.
Adrian Paul, 24, Jasmine Owens, her second.
And this one is no good.
Checking for Hope, 34, Logan Meeker.
And Meeker comes in. These are two kids that have played on the JVs. And due to the injuries, why they have been up on the varsity, and they're getting into the ball game. Hendrick makes her free throw. 71-46. Hope with the lead. Adrian with the basketball. Working the outside is Cotton. Firing away, way off the mark is Owens. Madison picks it up. Two on one. Gets it to Klucka, and she is fouled. So, Emily Klucka will go to the line for the Flying Dutch. Fouls seem to be getting more physical.
Up and down the lakeshore, it's 92-7 The Vent.
Free throw number one misses. Emily ready for the second one. This one rattles around, drops off on the right side, rebound. Comes to the Bulldogs. On the right side, they go to Cotton. Cotton, dribble drive, right side of the paint. Puts it up and puts it in. 71-48. Hope with the lead. Madison over on the right side. Gives it up to Sudbury. Back to Madison. Out front to Klucka. Back on the right side. Driving for the hole, Meeker. Sudbury underneath Klucka. Underhand scoop shot, no good. Rebound batted out of bounds, and it's going to be a TV timeout. And
No. It was the shot clock went off, and then so it was a turnover against Hope College with 16 seconds left in the ball game.
So here come the Bulldogs. Owens fires away off the mark. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Adrian with 4.6 on the clock. Well, who are we playing? 77-72, Calvin?
Yep, they got Stephanie Ling to foul out of the ball game with a minute left, and a couple of Olivet turnovers have turned into Calvin points. So Calvin, with 26 seconds left in that ball game, is up 77-72. And we have a final here at the DeVos Fieldhouse as the Flying Dutch will advance into the tournament final with a 71-48 victory over Adrian. And we already have a pretty large lineup in the concourse getting lined up for the tickets for that ball game, which go on sale right now. As of this morning, there were still tickets available for that Hope College Calvin men's game. We have to let everybody know they split up those tickets even.
50-50.
Yeah. So there's only about 1,500 tickets available for both schools. Now, if the visiting school does not decide not to purchase all those tickets before the game, there will be tickets available. I'm sure to check the Hope College website for availability of those tickets for men's and women's action coming up on Saturday. Once again, the final score of this ball game: Hope College 71, Adrian 48. It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this three-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have defeated Adrian College 71-48 and got a victory here to advance to the finals of the MIAA tournament for the women, which will take place at 7:30 on Saturday evening. And we're being joined by assistant coach Dee Morehouse. Congratulations, coach, on this victory.
Thank you. It's always a good one when you, if you don't win, you go home. Well, we are home, I guess.
A solid victory. Did you guys accomplish everything that you were looking to do in this game?
Well, yeah, as Ron and I have talked for years, we got one more point than the opposition. That's what you try to accomplish. And we won. But as far as doing some things to work on, and you know, we're not working on much right now. You know, I don't think any team is. You got what you got, and you're going to do what you do. But I do one thing we were able to do, which I really wanted to do, or we wanted to do, is to keep our legs in rest as long as we could. I mean, every minute that we're not on the floor, I don't care whether you're a substitute or a starter, that helps you for your next game. And the next game comes pretty quick nowadays. You know, it's not a week off or 4 days off. It's a one-day off deal. So we're able to rest a lot of our players.
You were able to force 24 turnovers in this ball game, staple of defense. Did you guys go into the locker room saying that you need to tighten up the defense a little bit more?
Well, I think we don't force as many turnovers when we play zone, although we did get some turnovers off our zone tonight. But we don't force quite as many. And so we were playing a little more zone in the first half, and that might have made a difference a little bit on the number of turnovers. But I don't know whether we had more turnovers in the second half than we did in the first half. Do you guys know for sure? I don't know. But
it was exactly even, 12 first in both first half and second half.
We just expect to get turnovers off of our man-to-man defense. So it's good that we did that because we accomplished that.
You had a lot of different scoring from a lot of different people in this ball game. You were able to have five different people in double figures. Was that something that you guys were shooting for, to spread the ball around, or was
no,
it just something that happened?
Just something that happens. We expect players to take shots when they're open off of our offense. We don't have a player on the team that forces shots. They just take them when they come their way. You know, we have a lot of good people that can score, but I think they know when to get the ball and where to get the ball, and then whether that's their shot or not. So I'm glad to see five people in double figures, and we even had one in seven. That's good offense.
So it looks like you guys are going to have Calvin now for the third time on the season on Saturday evening. How do you feel about this matchup against Calvin coming up?
Well, I won't say that I'm surprised, because I'm not. Calvin is a really good team. They've changed a lot of things this year. They're running a different offense. They're running a different defense. So it's something that they've, you know, it's been a progression. They've gotten better and better at it, but they were just like us. You know, they had new players. We had new players, but they were changing a lot of things. So it doesn't surprise me that they're playing at this level right now. I think everybody kind of expected Olivet to win that game. I don't go hide behind that. I think everybody did because, for two reasons. One, they were playing at Olivet. That's nice. Plus, Olivet had beat them the last time out by 15 points. I believe it was at Calvin even
right. The
last time. So it was like, okay, they must be better than Calvin. But things do change. And I think we better wake up to the fact that things do change. So, I mean, just because we beat them twice, you know, it's now do or die. So we got to play well.
And that's what we were talking about during the game. We were saying that Calvin has lost both games to Olivet this season. They've lost both games to you. But in the tournament, everything changes because it is must-win or go home. So this is a must-win for Calvin now on Saturday evening, and it's going to be a different Calvin ball club that you'll be seeing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, how little things make so much of a difference. I don't know if it's – I haven't seen the stats or whatever. I should look at them real quick. Somebody just handed me to me for that game. But they said that the center from Olivet fouled out in the last part of the game. Well – golly, that's a little thing that's going to mean a big thing when you're going down the thing. She had 12 points. I mean, she can put up 20. She can put up 28. Oh, she had 32 points. I'm sorry, and she goes out late in the game. In a close game, you need your star player, so to speak. And fouls can get you in a whole lot of trouble. You know, if you're no matter what team you are, us, them, anybody. You know.
And that's something we've seen from your team, that you've been able to stay out of foul trouble for most of the year, and that's a very pivotal situation to have, is to be disciplined enough to be able to stay out of that situation.
I think it's partially discipline, and it's tough to play aggressive as we do, and it does depend on how the officials are calling the game on any particular night. But we do play so aggressively that it is tough sometimes to not call a lot of fouls on us, and a lot of coaches complain about that. But I mean, kind of discreetly they do, I should say. But, you know, we do play that way, and so we sub a lot. We have a lot of players. We're deep, so, I mean, that helps us also.
Well, that's the nice thing about being able to rotate players in and out of the game. Somebody picks up a foul, and instead of them picking up a second foul real quick, you're able to rotate right out of the game.
Yeah. I'm sorry, would you say that again?
You're able to rotate players so well because you're so deep, you're able to bring somebody out of the game after picking up one foul, where they could have the ability to stay in the game and pick up a second one real quick.
Right. I mean, tonight, you know, for example, our point guard, Anna Kaufman, got into foul trouble. She had two fouls, or one foul, I guess it was, and we put in Melissa LaRue, and she did great. You know, we knew she would, but, I mean, she came in, and so Kaufman didn't get her second foul, and then eventually she did, but still, you know, it was later on, and you're right. You're right on. That's a substitution, yeah.
Well, it's another nice victory. It's good to be able to be able to do another game with the Flying Dutch this season. You have had a wonderful season, 26 wins already, no losses, number one ranked in the nation in the USA Today poll. This must feel really good going into Saturday's ball game.
It is, and I don't want to make slight of it and say, well, you know, you got to win the next game, and it's one. No, I think you do. Eventually, at the end of the season, you have to, when things are done and over with, then I think you can sit back and say, well, we had a really nice season. We were undefeated, you know, for this period of time. We won the champion. You know, you can do that kind of thing. But right now, all of our focus, good or bad, you know, it's just the way it is on the next game. You know, you have to be ready for the next challenge. And no matter what the challenge was before, it's going to be even bigger this time because of the game it is and who you're playing. And
not the same songs over and over and over. The Lakeshore's 92.7, the Fan.
Should have a big crowd Saturday night, you know, and hopefully we can come through with another victory.
Well, congratulations, Coach Dean Morehouse, on another nice victory, and go Hope.
Thank you very much. Go Hope. Thanks, guys.
That was Assistant Coach Dean Morehouse here in the post-game interview. Let's send it back to the studio for another three-minute break. You're listening to the Crown Motors post-game show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and the Crown Motors post-game show, where the Hope College Flying Dutch defeat Adrian 71-48 to advance into the finals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Adrian College, they shot 31.4% from the field today, 16 of 51 from the field. Three-point-wise, they went 4 of 18 for 22%. They shot 66% from the free throw line, 12 of 18. They had 36 rebounds, 10 offensive, 26 defensive, and they turned over the ball 24 times. For the Flying Dutch of Hope College, they shot 37.5% from the field, 21 of 56. They made 5 three-pointers, going 35% from three-point land. They made 68.6% of their free throws, going 24 of 35 from the free throw line. They controlled the boards with 43 rebounds compared to Adrian's 36, 14 offensive rebounds to 29 defensive. They had 16 turnovers. Individual statistics for Adrian College, the only member of their squad to get into double figures was Laquana Dockery, who had 17 points along with 2 rebounds. Amy Van Gessel had 9 points and 4 rebounds. Lauren Rhodes had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Brigitte Zavatvanos had 4 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Jasmine Owens had 5 points and 6 rebounds. Stephanie Bowman had 2 points and 1 rebound. And Marissa Cotton had 2 points and 1 assist to finish out the scoring for Adrian College. For the Flying Dutch of Hope College, the very long list of people to get on the scoreboard for them, they were led by Melissa LaRue, who had 14 points and 1 assist. Megan Kelly had 10 points and 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Brittany Berry had 11 points, 1 rebound, and 4 assists. Anna Kaufman had 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Manny Traversa had 11 points and 3 rebounds. Other members of the Flying Dutch to get into the scoring column: Hannah Dole had 2 points and 5 rebounds. Maura McAfee had 7 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 assist. Kamara Sudbury came off the bench and had 1 point. Kelsey Masserat had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Jordan Skolton had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Allison Hendrick got called up from the from the JV squad and had 1 point. And Paris Madison had 2 rebounds. She was also another one of the call-ups from the JV ball club. And that is all the scoring for the Flying Dutch of Hope College. Ron, you've had a chance to look over the score sheet. Anything that sticks out to you? And who should be the player of the ball game?
Well, I kind of like the looks of that free throw shooting by the Flying Dutch. They do a nice job. It could be a little better tonight, but they shot 68% from the line, 24 out of 35. They get a lot of free throws because they dribble drive a lot, and once they get underneath that basket, get fouled. I think I'm going to go with Melissa LaRue as the player of the game. Melissa came off the bench and filled in nicely for Kaufman when she got into foul trouble. As Coach Dean Morehouse pointed out in our post-game show, and Melissa was 4 for 7, 6 for 6 from the free throw line for 14 points in the ball game. So player of the game goes to Melissa LaRue.
We'd like to congratulate Melissa LaRue for being named player of the ball game. Let's send it back to the studio for one last 3-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Crown Motors post-game show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have advanced into the finals of the MIAA postseason tournament with a 71-48 victory over Adrian College. You can catch that game on 92.7 The Van at 7:30 tip-off, with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10 on Saturday evening. It will be a Hope College basketball doubleheader, as the men will play at 3 o'clock with the pregame show starting at 2:40 on 92.7 The Van. The official attendance of tonight's ball game is 926 and is presented by Zimpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College basketball. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Zimpatico Coffee at the game. Hope's record improves to 26-0, and Adrian's record finishes with 13-12 on the season. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also special thanks to Lindsay Michaels at the station for keeping us on the air. Finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van Saturday as the Hope College Flying Dutchman host Calvin in the MIAA season tournament championship game. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40. Once again, the final score, Hope College 71, Adrian 48. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.
You've just heard Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods, Barber Ford, Mapleview Animal Hospital, Hayworth Inn and Conference Center, and Auto Body Experts. MIAA tournament coverage was also brought to you by Mike's Mobile Service, Crown Motors, Friss, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, and Holland Foot and Ankle Center. Also making this broadcast possible were Hope Geneva Bookstore, Hake's Auto Service, Randy's Carpet Care, and Simpatico Coffee. Hope College Basketball is a presentation of the voice of Hope College Sports, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.